This is Hoosier Ag Today. I'm Eric Pfeiffer, reporting on the latest news in agriculture. We are talking about planting progress, of which we've finally had a little bit here. As we move through, we've had some dry days back to back to back. It's been kind of nice here, at least in my neck of the woods here in the West Lafayette, Tippecanoe County area. I know that's where Nick Hedden is too. Nick, give me an idea of what part of the state here you cover. I know the Lafayette, Tippecanoe County area is part of that. Where else do you have here?
Yeah, Eric, West Central Indiana. So basically kind of I-74 north, that West Central portion of Indiana.
Yeah, and we've really been pretty lucky in this part here of late. And when I say of late, maybe really here in the past week. I know, you know, if we go back a little ways, going back to, you know, March, we had some good days back then. April, a little rough for just about everybody, but now here lately, we've had some dry days. Talk about what progress we've seen here lately.
Yeah, we've seen a lot of progress. We've been really fortunate in this last 10 to 12 day stretch here in the western part of my coverage area. So Tippecanoe, Montgomery, Fountain, Warren, and Benton. Well, we've had a great run and we're very blessed in that regard. We're probably close to 80% planted for corn and soybeans. I've talked to a few growers in Benton and Warren counties, and they're going to get wrapped up today. So we've been very blessed. Some of my eastern counties are a little further behind, and I know especially that northeastern part of the state is behind, unfortunately. But as far as my coverage area goes, that eastern Clinton, western Tippecanoe, they received, when that system came through last Tuesday, I had some growers tell me they received around an inch and a half in 20 minutes. So that put those guys out for 5 or so days. I think they're starting to get back in it. But whenever we've got some crops that are planted and then a hard rain right on top of that, it can create some issues. So not everything is rosy, but we're feeling really fortunate right now where I'm at.
It has been a tale of, you know, who got the rain, who didn't, and who needs to practice extra patience and who doesn't. And that patience has been key, right?
Yeah, for sure. We definitely don't want to push the limits on some of these fields. And talking with some growers that have had to wait for the right conditions, they're doing the right thing, especially on corn planting. There's some growers that aren't too far away up in White County that I visited with last week that, you know, they were always a day or two away from field conditions being right, and then a rain would happen. That's kind of been the story of the year, but that patience will pay off whenever they're ready to get back in there and get an opportunity to plant.
And really, again, with corn, we are still at this point. We're chasing conditions, not a calendar date. We're still not late by any means here as we talk on the 13th of May.
No, we're not. We still have plenty of time to maximize yields here in this month. I mean, it's May 13th. Typically, we'll get in the fields, and if we can be patient and wait for the conditions to be right, we can really maximize yield. We've seen that in the last few years. So it's just still important to be patient.
Now, we mentioned we've got some folks that have been able to get out, get planted. We are seeing some plants emerge out there. Talk to me about the importance of accurate stand counts once those crops do emerge, Nick.
Yeah, we've definitely got quite a few fields out there that have emerged. But it's so important to take stand counts early here. You know, if we had to replant or do anything like that, it's important to get right on top of it. So obviously we need to have enough population to maximize yield. The other key component when we're doing stand counts is uniformity. So you might have areas in the field that are below the threshold of what we want for minimum population to maximize yield within an area that will have acceptable stand. So these can make really difficult decisions, and it's important to conduct multiple stand counts throughout those fields to help make informed decisions on what to do.
Weed control has been a hot topic here. I know that, again, with all of this moisture, weeds have thrived in all of the conditions we've had so far, and being able to get out in the field and take care of them has been difficult. At this point, where are we at with that, and what advice do you have as we try to continue, again, limited opportunities for some to get out in the field to plant, to do field work of any kind at this point? It's really important to start clean and then stay clean.
Yeah, that's been the message that we've had at Corteva over the years is start clean, stay clean, and it's no more important than this year. Like you said, and obviously it's been, we had a wet April, but also with that wetness, we had warmer temperatures. So that's encouraged some of these weeds to germinate early. So a weed like water hemp, which has been top priority for weed control in Indiana, typically won't emerge till that second week of May in the northern half of Indiana. And so water hemp, we saw it emerge 2 weeks ago is when I started seeing it pop up in some of those fields where we've had some pressure in the past. So it's really important to, if you haven't been able to get into the field yet and you're close to conditions to maybe being right, it's so important to get out there and scout those fields because you really don't want to get behind the eight ball with water hemp. You've got to take care of it while you can. You've got to start clean. You can't have any water hemp weeds actively growing whenever you're planting. So it may require an extra tillage pass. It may require an additional burn down that you weren't counting on, but you'll thank yourself later in the growing season whenever you have started those fields with no water hemp actively growing and present.
I don't think farmers use more curse words than they do at weeds. I think that those are those are the ones that get cursed at the most. I don't know. That might we might need a scientific study on that. But if I had to guess, that might be the one. Nick, as we wrap up here today, what final pieces of advice do you have for farmers? We're starting to get down to it again. We're here second week of May, second full week of May. And farmers are kind of chomping at the bit here to get done, get wrapped up. But again, patience will pay off.
Yeah, and they've heard the message, and I hate to be the guy that says the message again, but you'll be thankful if you're patient and waited for those fields to be in the right conditions, especially on corn, to get out there and then just take. I mean, that's all we can do is take what we've got and do the best we can with it. Definitely call your Pioneer sales rep or your territory manager or field agronomist if you have any questions or you need help making decisions. We're happy to help.
And you can find them at pioneer.com/findmyrep.